You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm pretty sure this video might end up getting flagged, and I'm probably going to catch a strike. So go ahead and download it and put it into your war chest, because I'm about to go in. Now, shout out to all the brothers that made their opinion and their voices known in regards to that short film that was put out by Disney called The Stepdad. I have intimate knowledge, because when I saw that short film, you know what I saw? I saw the young, scarcity-minded, desperate for validation version of myself. Only thing was missing was a Navy uniform. So yeah, don't be like me. Do not make the choice that I made. Now, going back when me and the meat sack first got married back in 2004, that was kind of the tail end of the stepdad era, where stepdads were actually respected. However, now that is no longer the case. I will not, in good conscience, say to any young black man, yeah, go ahead and be a stepdad. Now, I'm going to go into the two agendas that are being pushed. Agenda number one. Black men, we are meant to be the cleanup men of the mating market. I cannot in good conscience say that we have not earned that moniker. We earned it. A lot of us older black men earned that moniker. Why? Because of a sick thought process that is primarily instilled into us black men. You know what that sick mentality is? Any peace leave is better than no peace sleeve. Yeah, the measure of a black man's manhood is based on how many women he can bed. Essentially, we've been boiled down to nothing more than a penis. Young black men, change that narrative. Now, the second agenda that's being pushed, non-black women, when you have no other options, then you can go ahead and say, I like black men. Yeah, that is a serious smack in the face for black men around the world, particularly in America. Because let's go ahead and face it. This is where the majority of this problem lies. Oh yeah, you see it all the time. Older non-black women, out of shape non-black women, you know, non-black women, baby mamas. Oh, you know what? Now I can go ahead and say I like black men. Obsidian said this many, many moons ago. If not for black men, a lot of women would get absolutely no attention and no penis. Essentially, black men are the swords of mercy for a lot of women. And young black men, please change that narrative. It's up to you to change your image. Unfortunately, Gen Xers like me, boomers, yeah, We made our bed. We got to lie in it. Then you got that jackass Boyce Watkins trying to push the stepdaddy narrative. No. Young black men, if she wouldn't be with you in her prime, do not take her in her decline. Better for you young black men to die single and childless than to step into a ready-made family. And trust and believe, there will be a whole lot of problems. You think me and the meat sack didn't have problems? Come on now. She told me something about the kid's paternal grandfather. Now, her father, we were cool, but even then, I had to go through a bit of tribulations for him to finally accept me. But the kid's paternal grandfather, he wanted nothing to do with me. And you know what? I understood why. I did. I finally came to grips and I understood why he wanted nothing to do with me. Now, their paternal grandmother, on the other hand, she pretty much, every time I came around, it was like, oh, thank you for taking the kids. You know, thank you for doing this. You know, you're such a good man, blah, blah, blah. Of course, my young, inexperienced self, I was all about validation for me. Yes, I'm being told that I'm being a good man for taking on this burden. However, if I knew then what I knew now, the meat sack would have never been anything beyond a Tuesday night. Now, I am not saying that women like that cannot be for recreation. However, gentlemen, you must make that clear up front. You will not get my commitment. You are practice, nothing more, nothing less. Now, going back to what I said earlier about being the cleanup man of the mating market. Gentlemen, you have to figure out how you're going to proceed and be completely and totally upfront. If she's trying to parlay that into a relationship, or should I say reverse engineer it into a relationship, then you say, oh, no. Your Tuesday night, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And if you can't agree with that, kick rocks. But unfortunately, as I previously stated, the black male image has been boiled down to nothing more than a fetishized penis. And unfortunately, too many of us older black men were all too willing to play into that stereotype. But younger black men, please change that narrative. If she would not accept you in her prime, do not accept her in her decline. For commitment. Just saying. Now, of course, if you just want to, you know, get your penis wet, that's a case-by-case basis. But yeah, all in all, young black men, do not be a step daddy. That is the absolute worst thing you can do with your life. That is the lowest position that a man can take. Trust me, I know. I have intimate knowledge and I live with it every day. Eventually, we're going to formalize our divorce. But hey, in my case, I made that bed. I got to lie in it. I got to eat all the costs that come with it. But for you younger black men out there, please do not follow my path. Do not make my choice. I can't say it was a mistake, but it was a choice. Because when you look at that short film, They want to make it seem all happy and joyous and all that stuff. However, if you want to know the truth behind that film, look no further than yours truly. I'm what's going to happen after that film. But all in all, I just wanted to give my take on that short film called The Stepdad, The Real, what they're truly trying to send in those messages. Fellas, don't do it. Young black men, do not do it. If you cannot make your own legacy from the ground up, then leave no legacy at all. Well, let me know what you guys think. And non-black women, this is especially for you. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and the idea that you could just go ahead and say, I like black men, after you've hit the wall or you're no longer viable with your particular group of men, will go out right along with it. Because more and more young black men are waking up to the entirety of the game. That includes your part too. And guess what? They're going to walk the hell away. And remember, young black men, better to be alone than to be a woman's backup plan. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.